From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida citrus growers continue to pick up the pieces from the devastation of Hurricane Irma. The University of Florida Extension Office reports statewide citrus crops are 50% decimated, with losses estimated to exceed $1 billion. According to AgriPulse, Glades County was the hardest hit, with localized losses between 70 and 80%. It could be another week before electricity returns to those areas hardest hit. The Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research announced a $15 million contribution, its biggest grant to date, to a five-year, $45 million research project that promises to boost crop yields 20% by improving photosynthesis efficiency. According to AgriPulse, the foundation, established in the 2014 Farm Bill, claims the project will harness a plant's photosynthesis process to increase yield. The funding is aimed at breaking through stagnant yield ceilings for staple crops like soybeans, cassava, and cowpeas, easing food insecurity around the world. The project is co-funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. A 2017 survey shows farmers are planting more cover crops. The survey from the USDA Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program and the Conservation Technology Information Center shows cover crop acreage has steadily increased since 2012. CTIC's Chad Watts tells Brownfield the survey shows farmers use cover crops to increase yields in corn, soybeans, and wheat, and have seen about a 2-bushel increase. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.